No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got Shani Bin Laden in the building. How you feeling, man?
I'm just getting feel good, Brody.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here, man.
Likewise, man. Been a long time been trying to get up here, I ain't gonna lie.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Because I feel like, I don't know, like there's a lot of flows that are popular now that I feel like if you really were to draw out the tree of how the flows connect, that you were like super early on a certain style that like we've kind of seen transform ever since. But I mean, you definitely are like a stylistic pioneer for sure. And I just want to make it clear, I recognize
that. Appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. So wait, where in Queens are you from exactly?
I'm from Wall Avenue, like Jamaica Avenue. Okay. 91st.
Nice. Just so you know, I used to live out in Astoria for a few years.
Yeah,
so
you know.
Got a little bit experience.
Next to the Coliseum in Jamaica.
Yeah. But, okay, yeah, so that's where, like, 50 is from, basically, right?
Nah, 50 from Rochdale.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But they were always rapping about being in Southside Jamaica and everything,
yeah,
right?
That's, like, a section, like, Southside.
Oh,
like,
all right. You know? I wasn't over there, so to me, it's all mashed together. But what was it like growing up out there? What was your childhood like?
My childhood was, like, shit was some little Queens shit, really. I'm from Queens, so it's like, everybody know if you're from Queens, you know how go and know my block, so you know, crazy over there.
So it was wild from a young age.
Definitely.
Like, what kind of do you remember seeing anything that was just like, oh man, I'm way too young to be seeing this?
Like, you could look this up. They had found like a chopped up body in our elevator. Like
in your elevator in your building.
Like remain, like body remains.
And you didn't see it or anything, but you heard about it.
Like I was outside, like the cops was out there and all that shit. I didn't see the body. I just seen the bags and shit. They was like picking it up and shit.
I mean, that's a lot to explain to a kid.
Hey, that shit ain't open my eyes to that shit. I got older, like, really.
Mm.
I ain't know what the hell I was looking at. So I had to, like, nah, crazy.
Damn. So what did your parents do? Or what was the upbringing like?
My parents, my mom's, you know, she worked a full time. My pops, he was from Woolhole Ave. Like, he from, like, my project.
So, uh-huh.
Like, I just picked up where he left off over there, really. You know, so.
In terms of, you picked up where he was at in terms of, like, being on the block or street-related stuff?
You can say that.
Right. Say that, yeah. So your dad was...
Like, it's really my family over there. I don't even look at it on those shit. Like, my grandmother been there since, like, the 80s. I got uh-huh. cousins that live in there. Like, Danny and my whole family in each building. So it's like...
Really?
Yeah.
So you grew up with, like, a real sense of community.
Definitely.
Damn, they're from down south.
Yeah, they're from down south. Like, my grandmother's from down south, like Virginia.
Right. Damn, okay. So you grew up with a serious sense of community. Like, what are your memories like of, like, just being in the neighborhood? Because I feel like that's the most amazing thing about New York is just that sense of community out there on the street. And
yeah, that should be fun. Like, this on my ock and shit.
Sure.
Is that guy the sure guy,
a.k.a. the Aki way, is he kind of similar to the ox that you grew up around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my ox is crazy, though. They crazy as hell, but it's like we grew love for each other. That's my boy now, like it's brotherly. You feel me? So
right.
I've been on that block since I was like 15, 14.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been going there since a child, but I really just started posting, like really on the block, maneuvering and shit, like when I was like 15.
Right. Yeah. And there was, what would you say you were like kind of getting into? You were hustling or you were just like out there like politicking
with everybody? Everything, like. Really though, like that's why like one of my songs they like that got lit was with Tutu G's and my shit, like re-rock.
Mm.
So re-rock. Like I used to always when like cuss used to come in the store, I used to like punch some sheetrock out the wall and like serve them and run.
Right.
Like, really, like that's really how I got that.
As long as you mention it, I saw you did that song with Tutu G's. Is he somebody you're still cool with? Because I know New York is really political, and I know some of the rappers that you do music with would absolutely not be doing a song with Tutu G's. Like
nah, hell yeah, I'm still cool with him. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah, I'm from Queens, bro. That's like Brooklyn. Bro. Like mm-hmm. I'm on some real get money. Like, I'm on some get money. Like, I'm really going to get this money out of this shit, and I'm going to, like, leave my mark. Like, I ain't really letting nobody trick me out of my spot. Like,
right.
I fuck with Tutu, hell yeah.
Because I was talking to Busy Banks, who I know you're close with, the other day, and we were kind of having that conversation, like, Brooklyn drill versus the Bronx drill. And I'm like, it's definitely, like, the vibe. And even I've talked to a bunch of Bronx drill rappers who basically said this, is that they consider Brooklyn dudes to be on some fly, get money, hustle type stuff. And then, meanwhile, with the Bronx, it's just, like, craziness, like warfare. A lot of those dudes aren't even like flexing, like acting like they got mad money. They're not even concerned with that. They into the politics.
That's a fact. That's shit. I don't know where they getting that shit from. But I ain't gonna lie, the Bronx been like that. It's just like now they got the spotlight on them, so you know y'all seeing this shit more. Like I've been going to the Bronx since young and too. So Brooklyn too. Brooklyn been wild too.
Yeah, but okay. From your perspective, like, how would you say that Queens kind of fits into that? Because sometimes it does feel like Queens is kind of left out of the conversation about New York rap right now, which is weird because it just has such an amazing history, you know?
I feel like they got me. I'm just keeping that shit strong. Like, I'm just keeping a glue. Like, it's definitely a lot of other artists out there putting on, you feel me? But I just stay, like, focused on what I'm doing, honestly. Like, stay updated. Like, it's a new rapper every day, so you gotta really be on top of your shit. Like, I don't really be just like, I ain't get this far worrying about what the next person do, so I just stay on top of my shit, stay focused, stay in the studio. Like, I got people to take care of. You know what I mean? So.
Definitely, yeah, because you were like real ahead of your time, like with the sound that is kind of like normal at this point.
Hell yeah, they was not trying to hear that shit back then. Now everybody doing that shit crazy.
Right.
It feel good though now, but I used to talk mad shit like, nah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. But okay, so when do you remember like what music you were listening to or what was being played around you when you were a kid, and how'd you get into making music yourself?
Shit, like I used to hear like a lot of Tupac, Biggie, The Lox, Wu-Tang, my uncles, Big Stretch, Madge, Live Squad, RP.
Mm.
Yeah, I was just be on that shit. 50, even 50, hell yeah.
How old were you when you lost your Uncle Stretch?
I was like 2 years old.
Right. Because I'm not going to lie, I kind of got into watching some Vlad TV videos about it and shit. And like, it was like, I'm putting the pieces together and I'm like, damn, this is crazy. Like, because apparently it was alleged, and a bunch of people say that they don't believe this, but it was alleged that he might have had something to do with what happened to Tupac, right? That's not true?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no. Like, he still in contact with his mom. Oh, like, that's my, like, his mother is my cousin's, like, godmother and all that. So it's like, we still was in tune with Tupac mom and all that shit. So.
Right.
Hell yeah. That's definitely not true, though.
And if you want to co-sign that it didn't happen, one person who said in a rap, I guess, that it didn't happen was Nas.
Exactly.
Which is kind of wild. I don't know what the song was or like why Nas was just randomly saying that shit, but I guess he does tend to like spit a lot of like random street knowledge and songs, so that's kind of wild.
You know, like he really know.
Right. But so what, you grew up as a kid just hearing about your uncle all the time and what happened to him?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I got like really on my rap shit, really.
Really?
I picked up where he left off. That's what I really meant. I'm picking up where he left off at.
Right.
Like, my uncle passed away. He was 27. I'm 27. I'm about to be 28. Like, when he called his deal with Tommy Boy and all that shit, that was when he was, like, 27.
Right. So you'd always be hearing about it, and it was kind of like there was, like, a something that was supposed to happen that didn't that wasn't
that
able
didn't
to?
Happen. Exactly.
Mm. So you're here for a real reason?
Exactly.
Crazy.
I got an objective. I'm trying to stay on that. Like, can't let nothing trick me out of that.
Okay, so you grew up pretty deep out in the Queens, right? Like, were you guys going to the city all the time, or like, was it part of your upbringing to be going to Times Square and shit like that? Or are you kind of in your own universe
When I met my manager Vok, I really got on some Manhattan shit, like going to the city and the studios and shit. I've been going to the city really, like going some shopping and shit all the time, but. Vok really got me in Manhattan Beach and all those type of shits, like all them different type of studios, invite only, like mad different studios and shit. Shout out to my guy Vok, that's my name.
Right.
Word.
So that's, I just always find that kind of interesting because definitely like some kids I've met from Brooklyn or Queens will be like, yeah, I've been to the city like 2 times on a field trip for school. Like it's just, nah. It's another fucking planet to them.
Hell no.
Nah?
Nah, hell no. That's Manhattan. Like where you getting your shit from then?
Yeah, I don't know. Just like BMX dudes I knew from back in the day that they seemed like they were kind of like.
Oh, yeah, that's too far for them. They're like, I ain't doing all that.
Yeah, but well, actually, the BMX dudes were the ones who kind of were moving around, like, just because they were able to, like, travel all over the place. But I would be surprised sometimes meeting people that just hadn't really. Like, people in Brooklyn would be like, yeah, I never really been to Queens. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's crazy.
But I guess, like, I don't know. Some people are scared to leave their block, you know? Which
some
I guess I don't blame
them. That's all they know.
Yeah.
Is they block.
Definitely.
I'm all over, like. All over Brooklyn, so, Queens, Bronx. I'm all over.
From a young age, you had that sort of adventurous spirit. You wanted to get out there.
Hell yeah! I just wanted to spread the Grinching, man. Everybody got to be a Grinch. I need Grinches in the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, everywhere.
Like, when you first start saying the Grinch thing?
The Grinch thing, like, we started saying that, like, around, like, shit. A little while, like, 2015, 2016. Shout out my boy Yaya. Like, he came up with that term.
Right.
So, yeah.
What's it supposed to represent? Just going to ruin somebody's day?
No, nah, hell no. Grinching is like, that's why I use the zombie emoji. Like, you doing, like, you'll have bags under your eyes, like, on some shit. You look like a zombie, like, doing your job, you know?
Mm.
Getting to this money, like, that's Grinching. Like, you could be doing this shit, going to college, studying,
right,
trying to get your diploma, but you staying up sleepless nights. You Grinching for that diploma. It's like, however way you want to use it. Like,
right. Because my kid is only two, and she was obsessed with the Grinch during Christmas. And it was weird, because at first I thought it was so funny that she likes somebody who's mean, but then I forgot that at the end of the movie, he becomes nice. So, you know, there was that transformation. You relate to the actual movie, though, or is it just like an image?
Yeah, we kind of relate to it. Hell yeah.
Okay. Like,
I don't believe in Santa.
Did you?
Nah.
You don't remember when you found out Santa wasn't real?
Nah. I mean, like, yeah, kind of, but I was small. Like, young age, like, couldn't fool me. Like, I already knew mama love was putting them shits under the tree.
I know some people with kids who are like 8-9 years old, and they're still just making up crazy ass lies to keep the kids believing in Santa. And
that's
I,
like that tooth fairy shit.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Like, I'll do the tooth fairy thing, or I'll do the Santa thing. But if my kid comes to me and says, like, Dad, how the fuck is Santa supposed to go to like 300 million different houses in one night? I'm gonna be like, well. Yeah, it's like, you know, there used to be a guy named Santa, I think, St. Nick, some shit, and he was, like, real cool and gave people gifts, but, like, we kind of celebrate his memory. I feel like the kid will be like, all right, that's cool. Yeah. You know, that's reasonable. But if you deceive them until they're 9 or 10 years old?
It's crazy.
I remember feeling like a fucking idiot when a kid in my elementary school was just like, yeah, like, you probably still believe in Santa. I'm like, no, I didn't. No, I don't. Like, I'm thinking in my head, like, what the fuck? Like, it's as soon as somebody says that, you're like, oh, yeah. Duh, what the fuck?
Hell no, I've been gay. Don't dream that. I knew Santa wasn't real.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with a lot of parents who are, like, kind of from the hood or whatever. They don't want to give Santa credit. They're like, no, we bought you
this shit.
I hear that a lot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So when did you, like, really start to get serious with rapping and everything?
Shit, mom. When my uncle, man, he took me to the studio. That shit was on like 16, 15. And I was just fucking around. Like, he just kept making me go to the studio. Like, we out tonight. We out tomorrow. We out. Like, I just stuck with that shit. Even when SoundCloud had the fucking, you could record yourself. I used to put the phone next to this shit, press record. Like, I used to be recording like that. Like, always doing that shit.
Definitely. So, who do you want to sound like at first? Or what style did you have going at first?
Style? I never really had, like, I had people I listened to, but I was really trying to make my own style, really. Like,
I just feel like your style is so out of the ordinary that there had to have been a period of time early on where you were kind of rapping in more of a normal way, and then you kind of just kept freaking it.
Yeah, that's why I call that shit the chalkboard. Like, I'm always at the chalkboard just trying some new shit out, like trying new flows, all that shit. Because, like, I don't want to keep sounding the same. Like, that shit get boring.
Right, yeah. I mean, when I was, like, Googling you last night, I fucking finally got the reminder of something I totally forgot about, which was back in the day when Bari called out Yachty for jacking your flow, which I totally forgot about. But I remember we talked all about it on the podcast and everything. It was probably a good look for you just to have people talking about you like that. But right. Do you remember how you felt when that conversation came up?
Yeah, I mean, I remember that shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, like, what did you think? Think Bari had a point?
I mean, yeah, hell yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just certain ways you do certain shit. For me, I don't think he, like, I know they probably had their own shit, like, their own little fallout, but I just feel like what he said wasn't wrong. Like, basically, like, we just getting a spotlight on us, like, let them have their time or, like, really tap in with us or really fuck with us. Like, you feel me? But it is what it is. Like,
Have you ever met Yachty?
Yeah, I spoke to Yachty on the phone.
After that shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Spoke on the phone.
And he was showing love?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it was that much love.
I mean, it was just like, it was like a quick conversation. Like, we never got to the bottom of that shit.
Like, well, you know what's funny is that, like, then a couple years later when Yachty's, like, really fucking with the Flint wave and, like, rapping and everything like that, then he actually went there and did a whole tape and, like, kind of put all these dudes on in a way that made them all fuck with him.
I don't need to get put on. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you're going to jack our style or, like, start fucking with our style, like, show genuine love. That's all I want. I don't want nothing from nobody. I can get to it. Like, I've always been getting to it. So, you know.
Definitely.
No, people definitely told him.
But it's wild because I think back in the day in hip-hop, stealing flows used to be a way bigger deal. And now it feels like it just happens and that there's, like, there's no control of it. That shit just goes down. Like if somebody comes out and they got a real influential flow, yeah, that you can pretty much count on it, that within a few months you're going to hear a bunch of other people fucking with it. Like, but fact, is that shit to you, is that kind of, like, against the code? Like you can't just straight jack somebody's cadence?
I mean, yeah, you, like, nah, hell no, you can't just jack somebody's cadence and not show love. Like, definitely. I'm not jacking that. I wouldn't do that.
Mm.
Like, if I'm getting on some Detroit beats, I'm going to holler at some Detroit people. Like, yo. That's some shit. That's why on my tape I did something with GT.
Mm.
When I did a Detroit beat, I hollered at GT.
Shout out GT.
Shout out GT.
Legend.
Definitely.
I was just talking to Cash Kid, and he was telling me that he grew up playing sports with GT.
Fire.
Small world.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I mean, that's interesting. So who do you feel like, was there anybody that kind of helped you arrive at your style, like as you sort of started rapping more like that? Because I feel like it's sort of similar to, like, some of the DMV flow stuff that might have been going on around there, but also maybe that stuff kind of came after you started rapping like that. Like, what do you think are the kind of roots of it?
I mean, shout out to the DMV. I don't really feel like I got, like, a DMV flow. But I listen to DMV. You know, dude, my brother. Shout out my boy Luciano. That's my brother's.
Right.
You know, dude, my brother. So, and my boy TTM Dog. Like, it's a whole family. Hall P, Goonwick. It's like, it's a whole family. It's like, we really, like, oof, like, fuck the rap, like, we really in tune, like, those really my people, so.
Right.
So, it's just, I don't know.
But there are, like, other unique things about your style, too, where it's kind of like you whisper a little bit more often than not. I feel like you usually don't do ad-libs.
Yeah, I don't do ad-libs.
You don't do them at all, or you never do them?
I did them before, but I just stopped. Like, I'm doing them shits, like, mid, like, my, oh, yeah, is, like, my ad-lib now, like,
right,
instead of me. Doing ad-libs.
Do you, but is there, like, was there a specific thing that made you want to stop doing ad-libs? Because sometimes it does kind of feel like a crutch.
Yeah, like,
right?
I ain't like how some of them shit just sound on my tracks. Like, I just feel like I grew out of ad-libs. Like,
sometimes I'll be listening to a rapper, like a legit rapper that I respect, and I'll start to think about the ad-libs, and I'll start to think about how dumb they sound, and
exactly.
I can't stop thinking about it. But there's some wild ad-lib eras, like the sort of, like, Waka Flocka Chief Keef era, where the ad-libs were, like, louder than the vocals.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy to look back on.
Yeah, I fuck with that. Like the new ad-lib I've been fucking with, Wiz having shit. Like, like, nigga, like, I fuck with that shit. Like, it's different ad-libs. Like, certain people with ad-libs, it sticks. Some of them is not.
Mm.
Don't stick. That's why I just left that shit. I see they was fucking with the oh yeah, I just stuck with that. Like,
right. But you feel like you got to keep, like, pushing your flow in order to sort of stay ahead of the game, because you know that people are sort of, even if they're not directly trying to bite, that they're going to kind of inherit little pieces of it.
Hell yeah, I got to, like, always update my flow, bro. I ain't going to lie. Like I said, it's a new rapper every day. So you got to stay on top of that shit.
Mm.
I ain't going to lie.
Do you like, would you say you spend a lot of your time listening to, like, new rappers, or you spend most of your time listening to yourself or,
myself,
like, other types,
like,
of music?
I'm always just riding around bumping me. Oh, my guys, the Grin set. Like, Big Growl, 450, Big Yaya, like, shit like that, Melly Migo. Like,
right.
People like that, Lil Dude, like, shit like that, I'll probably bump.
Right. Definitely. Were you, like, when did the samples come into the mix in terms of, like, because that's kind of like the other part of your sort of signature sound?
I started fucking with the samples, like, shit, like, like, 2015, like, I did, what was it, Drake, Nigga We Made It. I had sampled Nigga We Made It back in the day.
Mm.
Hell yeah, whenever that shit came out. Boom, yeah, I sampled that. No, it wasn't, was it that? Yeah, I think it was. No, I think it was started from the bottom of one of them shits, either or. But yeah, I ran with that, and I just seen the people's reaction to that shit. I'm like, nah, they fucking with samples. Like,
right.
After that, I just ran with that.
But you actually made the beat, or you just told the producer to do it?
I just tell a producer, or like, you said Cash used to have that shit.
Mm.
He used to do that shit too. Definitely gonna give him his credit on that. He definitely don't play with them beats.
Right. It's kind of wild though, because it felt like using samples a couple of years ago was like, it really would make you stand out. And that shit has become so fucking popular too. Like, you were definitely kind of at the front of that wave as well.
Hell yeah. Just gotta stay afloat, bro. Like, that's all I do. Stay on the craft, bro.
Right.
I don't know what these other dudes do. We getting sidetracked, bro, but I'm gonna be in that studio.
How much of a social media person are you? Because I feel like it's hard to be an individual and to be like really truly creative when you're constantly seeing what other people are doing on social media, but you stand out to me as somebody who's kind of like really got their own idea of what's cool. And that's like your biggest attribute.
Hell, they be saying that like the way I network on the gram is like my best skill, really. I ain't gonna lie. Like I got so much shit, so much music, like oh man. And I got a big cult. I feel like I got a good fan base. Like they don't play that shit.
So. Yeah.
They always waiting for that shit. Like I dropped a mixtape every month. Like so I dropped like 12 mixtapes. Yeah. Like,
right.
So, yeah.
No, I mean, at a certain point, I almost felt like your name is like almost like a meme on Twitter where people would be shouting you out so much or like saying that you're the best rapper and stuff. Which, I don't know. It's almost like it became a thing to like show you love. Like, as if, like, people felt like the industry maybe wasn't giving you the love you deserve. So certain people on Twitter felt like, oh, we're going to, like, take it for him.
Hell yeah, I appreciate that. Definitely, they don't play about me, like I said. But it's definitely been long overdue. They was trying to sleep on us. They was really trying, you know? But the real people knew. Like, they really know. Like, nah, Shawnee Bellani started that shit. Like, front, like, samples, definitely.
You kind of have, like, a confusing presence on... So on YouTube though, because your shit has dropped on like a lot of different channels over the years, right? Is that like, is there something?
That's what I just had to make. That's crazy. I just posted it today. Like I just made my own official channel.
Oh, okay.
I had to just make my own. Like I ain't gonna lie. Stop all those problems.
Right.
I'm only uploading my videos on that channel. Shawnee Bellani official.
Right. Because I'm sure you got a lot of fans off Worldstar and shit like that, but. Yeah. At the same time, being able to like click somebody's YouTube and just like look at their videos with the most viewed or whatever is like pretty useful.
Yeah, that definitely is.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like, or okay, when it comes to the samples, do you like have like I heard you talking about how they mean a lot to you and how like you're not just using shit just because it sounds good or just because a producer sent it to you. Is it like quite often are you going back into the songs that you liked when you were a kid and shit?
Yeah, that's how I do it. That's how I picked them. Like, damn, I remember what I was like, what the fuck was I doing when this shit came out? Like, nah, this shit was fire. I remember my mom used to play this shit and we was like, it'd be shit like that.
Right.
So, hell yeah, that shit bring back good and bad memories.
Does it ever feel like the sample shit kind of blown out though when you have people like Ice Spice just getting, making it like so mainstream?
Nah, not really. Shout out Ice Spice too. Nah, hell no. We need a mainstream person that's doing the sample thing though.
Right.
That's what that shit needed.
Definitely, yeah. It's just kind of wild to see Drill being able to like be that big, you know?
Hell
like,
yeah.
I don't know if I fully like think of it as, like to me it's kind of hard to accept that there's drill music that isn't really at all about street shit, which it always was.
Now drill is so crazy that it has genres of drill.
This is true.
It's crazy. It's like Jersey drill. Like
club drill.
Club drill.
Soul drill, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah. So it's like, that shit crazy.
There's got to be a lot of other drills left to be had for sure.
Hell yeah.
But all right, how like kind of sick of the drill shit do you feel sometimes? Because I know that as somebody who's kind of like real early on a lot of the New York sound, that now that there's such a cookie cutter way to be a drill rapper and you see so many people just sort of filling in the blanks with their own nouns and verbs, like do you look at this shit like it's just kind of lacking in creativity sometimes?
Hell no. Sometimes I don't even pay that shit no mind, bro. Like I don't even look at that shit, bro. Like honestly, I don't even pay that shit no mind.
Right.
Really though.
That's part of being a trendsetter is that you gotta kind of
tunnel vision.
That's how you feel?
Hell yeah.
What have you always been into fashion since you were a kid? I feel like that's another thing you always kind of push.
Hell yeah, definitely. I've been putting that shit on since back then. Or.
Right.
Hell yeah, though. But I love fashion, though. Man, just love all the new shit.
And jewelry, too. You got a lot of fucking jewelry on, huh?
Hell yeah.
Do you remember back in the day you did this video with Black Dave where you guys actually went to your like secret smoke spot? I totally had forgot that we even did this video until
my
I went.
Boy, he just hit me like.
Oh, for real?
I'm my boy Black Dave.
What was the deal with that? Like, what makes for a good secret smoke spot in terms of New York City lifestyle?
Top floor. That shit gotta be top floor so you can look at the city, be hot up, get the penthouse.
Right.
Or that shit is always a vibe though. Me and my boys always do that because we used to be just getting high in the buildings, getting chased out of the buildings, and all that crazy shit. Everybody just started getting to that bag. Like, bro, we ain't doing none of that shit no more. Like, about to go to the city, rent the penthouse. We about to start getting high on them shits. Fuck it. Like,
really? You start doing that early on? Renting penthouses and shit? That's going to be an expensive hobby. Yeah. like, what do you smoke now? You still smoke blunts? Or are you on the papers? Or
I be smoking papers.
Okay. With Fronto?
I mean,
in it?
I just started fucking with the loose leaves, so I just got mad at them shits.
Oh, really?
Got my boy Box, he got me those.
You feel like those kind of like replace the backwoods in a way?
Hell yeah, because it's like, I hate all that like unraveling and all that shit. This shit is so simple. Like, I was rolling while driving and shit. Like, that shit
crazy. Damn, that's crazy, because I always kind of felt like backwoods were just never going to get replaced because they just were on top for years and years and years.
Hell yeah.
But I'm kind of out of the blunt game now. I've just been smoking spliffs, so I'm like not totally.
You be having grabby and shit?
Honestly, like when the homies do come through from New York, I like smoking grabba. But do I see myself?
Like, so you just roll a plain J?
I really got my guy who does it for me. Nah, but he just puts like the spliff from the American Spirits in it.
Okay.
Or the tobacco from that mixed with the weed. But I don't know. I'll probably have to bust it open to show you my ratio if you were really going to judge.
Like, as long as you got some back on it, man.
Yeah. But that's the thing that worries me is like, damn, I'm almost 40. Am I really going to be smoking fucking tobacco like well into my 50s? I don't know. Might have to give it up at some point, but I'm not sure.
Old people be smoking cigars and shit. Same shit, right?
Certain kinds of old people. I feel like you got to have like a really strong spirit to be able to fucking. Yeah. But man, fuck cigars. You ever smoke one?
Hell no.
That shit is disgusting. I don't think I'm doing it right.
Yeah, it can't be. You probably inhaling that shit.
You're not even supposed to suck it in your lungs. You're supposed to suck it in your mouth and like hold it there and then blow it out. Yeah, you're right. And then you like blow it out. But that shit, I don't know. That's like really odd to me. Like,
hey, that's crazy.
I'm used to like the smoke has to hit your lungs.
I probably get old smoke cigars.
Yeah. Just
roll big blunts that look like cigars or some shit.
But I mean, okay, if you've been taking cigar wraps and stuffing it full of good weed your whole life and smoking that, it's got to be tough to be like, oh, yeah, now I'm going to smoke a cigar.
I don't know. Can't convert to that.
Yeah, somebody gave me a box of, like, 20 nice cigars. I'm just like, nobody's ever going to smoke these.
I got to try a cigar.
Yeah. You might like it. You still on the lean? How's that going?
Nah, hell no. I've been stopped.
You left that in the past?
Hell yeah. I don't do no personal lean, nothing. I just smoke weed.
When has that been since?
Shit, probably, like, 3 years now, 2 years.
Really, that long? Was there any kind of incident that made you want to leave into the past?
Hell yeah, bro. I was sipping so much drink, bro. Shit was fucking up my belly. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I just kept throwing up and shit. I'm like, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I can't do that. That shit is over with.
Really?
Hell yeah, I could kick a cup. I don't let no drug take over me. I'm good off that shit.
That's great to hear. Hell yeah. Because, I mean, that's the thing about lean is it's like, you could do it, but you're gonna have to stop. Like, at a certain point, you can't just do it forever.
Hell no. I don't know. My bros love that shit. I ain't fucking with that shit.
Really?
Hell yeah.
But did you think that it added something musically?
I mean, at those moments, yeah. Hell yeah, definitely. Hell yeah. But now, like, if I was to, I don't even think I could see myself being sipping drink, but I probably would do that shit, like, again, probably, like, if it was, like, a birthday celebration. Like, it gotta be something. Like, it gotta be something. I don't know. Not no regular shit. Like, we just pouring up some drink today. I don't know. I'm good off that. I don't want to be sleeping. Like, can't control that shit.
You know, the last time I tried to drink some lean, that was my birthday, and we were supposed to go to the strip club, and for some reason, I decided to crack into a pint. I was, like, dying. Like, had to go to sleep. I had to go to sleep before midnight. No, I didn't drink a whole pint. But, like, you know, I poured up a nice little two. I don't think I even got
a deuce.
I didn't even finish the deuce. I was so fucking tired. I think I forgot, like, just that, like, I was just like, I'm tired by default from having a kid and just having to be like, you know, up super early in the morning. Is like, I'm holding back on like falling asleep like a lot, I think. And the lean just like made it click.
That shit too strong, bro. That shit be punching. I'm like, nah, I can't.
Yeah, I felt like an asshole.
That shit's too strong.
My girl didn't understand. She's like, we're supposed to go to the strip club. I took ones out of the bank.
Oh, no. Nah.
Yeah.
She was mad as hell at you, right?
I think she was just disappointed. Like, damn, I was actually going to go out and have a good time. Yeah.
I like the strip clubs out here.
You like them out here?
I mean, I only went to the Cheetahs.
How was that? I don't think I've been to that one.
Shit, fire.
Yeah? As opposed to what, like the New York strip clubs? I hear it's a little different.
Yeah, Stallus is like, it's like a Stallus to me, kinda.
Right. Similar. I just always like had Joe Budden telling me about how the bartenders and in the strip clubs in New York are so bad, and all the dudes are just trying to impress them and all this shit, and it's this weird ass dynamic.
Yeah, that's how exactly how that shit go in New York. The bartenders are the most fire shits, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't think I could ever trust a girl that worked in that kind of environment, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Hell no, you're getting every cool dude in the city hollering at you every day?
I'm good.
Yeah, I need somebody a little more low-key than that.
Nah, but they be wanting dudes to bottom some shit. They going to see who the best contender. That's what they be trying to do.
Right.
Good off that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be in there in a money contest.
bottle wars and shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're not going to do. That's how you're fucking up your financial prosperity. If you just head to the strip club and just fucking just create like a war to spend the most money.
Some New York shit.
That's some scary shit. What do you got coming in terms of like your career at this point? Like, what do you feel like is the next thing that you're working on? You got projects you're excited about?
Yeah, I got a project I'm working on right now. I got two projects. I got a mixtape and I'm working on my albums. But my mixtape I'm about to drop this month. So that's why I've been back and forth to New York, LA and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Working on the tape.
What are you working on in LA?
Like new tracks. My new shit gonna be Wickman, Stickman. That's gonna be my next tape.
Okay. Yeah, because I never seen John Wick, but I heard you talking about it in another interview, and I'm like, damn, I probably would seem a lot more understanding or knowledgeable.
You never seen John Wick?
No.
Oh, my God. And it's four of them out, bro?
Holy shit. I just watched the first Star Wars.
Yeah, you gotta watch John Wick, bro. I ain't gonna lie. You violated. You supposed to watch that, too.
It's like a dude who shoots people. That's what I got from it. Nah, it seems like he's shooting a lot of guns.
Nah, it's more than that.
There's more than that.
To that, you understand.
I got a cultural blind spot, many cultural blind spots, like not knowing how to play football. That's one.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but all right. Like, are there any artists like on any of these upcoming projects, like people that you're working with that the fans might get excited about?
I can't even tell them that.
It's too secretive.
Yeah, it's too early.
Right.
But my mixtape is just me and the guys and shit like that.
Okay.
But I'm gonna have a lot of solos on there too, but. The album, I can't even tell him.
How'd you get the name?
Well, Shawnee Bin Laden or Sean Wick?
No, Shawnee Bin Laden.
Bin Laden, shit.
Kind of a controversial last name in New York City.
They hate it.
People hate it?
They be hating.
Damn, you get a lot of shit for it.
They love it and they hate it. Like.
Right.
But I be like, it's so much people with the similar name. Like, you know, same shit.
I mean, to be real, like, back in the day, like, right after 9/11, Dipset were calling themselves Dipset Taliban and all this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was pretty controversial then too. Like they said a bunch of wild shit about 9/11 and some songs and stuff. But you know, that's how we're gonna not let motherfuckers control us. Is we're gonna take your name from you and just rock with it.
Exactly. Hell yeah.
You want to kill our people? You're gonna jack your name. And we're gonna kill you. We're gonna send some dudes to kill you like 10 years later too.
Jack your name.
Gone now.
As a fact.
They blew him down in front of his family. That's crazy. Damn. All right. Anything else that people need to know? Anything you want to make sure they are aware of?
Yeah. Like I said, Wickman, Stickman mixtape dropping this month. Album coming soon. Follow me on the gram. You know, SB_BDZ. Big dubs. And keep it grinching, bro. That's all, really.
Let's go.
Shout out to the guys. Grin set free Vic 2, free Hector, man.
Let's go. Appreciate it, dog.
Appreciate you, Brody.
Shawnee Bin Laden, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.